Pastor Allen is on the road and you're invited. Check out PastorAllen.org for more information. But if you live in the Carolinas, you're invited to a men's event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on February 27th. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas, join us at the Epic Conference, open to all in late February. Plus, catch Pastor Allen preaching at Sojourn Church in Carrollton, Texas on March 1st. All the details at PastorAllen.org. Here's Pastor Allen Wright with today's blessing, a biblical faith-filled vision for your life.
I bless you to see the new so vividly that you forget the old. It's God's promise. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or even come to mind. Isaiah 65:17. The radiance of spring makes you forget the gray of winter. The power of grace makes you forget the gray of shame. So may God give you eyes to see all that is fresh, to be enthralled with all that is hope, so the old must of darker days doesn't even come to mind.
Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Allen Wright.
This is a mystery. It's profound, but it's absolutely beautiful and essential to understand Him. Therefore, as Father of the beloved Son Jesus, who has sent His Spirit into the heart of every believer.
That's Pastor Allen Wright. Welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear the teaching today in the series Abide, taken from John 14 through 17, as presented at Renolda Church in North Carolina. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire broadcast today, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource right now, which can be yours for your donation this month to Allen Wright Ministries. So as you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. At any point, contact us at PastorAllen.org. That's PastorAllen.org. Or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. More on this later in the program. But now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here is Allen Wright.
Little boy at the dinner table said, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" And father says, "Son, we don't talk about stuff like that while we're at the dinner table eating our food. Ask me about that later." Boy says, "Okay." After dinner, the father says, "Now, what was it you wanted to ask me?" The son said, "Oh, never mind. There was a bug in your soup, but it's gone now." Are you ready for some good news? If you've ever thought of your life with God as being mainly about just getting up under all the principles and living it right, or even about what you could get from God, or even what you could do for God, I've got some really good news. You can just exhale because the pressure's off. What the Father cares about is not you being under Him, over Him, from Him, or for Him, but being with Him, or maybe even to say in Him. It's all about that. It's all in Him. We're in a new series. We call it Abide. It's John chapter 14 through 17. And this is beautiful because it is the final discourse, it is sometimes called, or sometimes you'll hear it called the upper room discourse, because this is the night before Jesus is executed. And He knows that He's going to the cross the next day. And what you share when you know that your death is imminent is different. It is boiling down to the essential heart of Jesus. And probably it is in that upper room where He has celebrated the Passover, what we call the Last Supper, with his best friends. You get a glimpse into the heart, the utmost heart of Jesus. And I want you to feel that. I want you to feel like you're in that room with Him and that you are able to experience this kind of intimate conversation that He's that he's having. And what you see in John 14 to 17 is the most comforting kind of words that is ever recorded from Jesus, where he's making all kinds of beautiful, powerful promises, and he's going to pray for them. But it also is disturbing, because at the outset of chapter 14, he follows up on what he's already prophesied to them, and that is that he is going to be killed. And he's saying, I go to prepare a place for you, so I'm going to be away from you. He's letting them know, you see me now, but in a little while you're not going to see me anymore. And he's referencing not just 3 days in the tomb, but then later in ascension, well, he'll be gone from the face of the earth. And this is unsettling and disturbing and a little bit confusing to the disciples. They've been following this Jewish rabbi and thinking that he is the Messiah who's going to set up a kingdom, probably thinking set up a new throne in Jerusalem and restore all kinds of national sentiment for the Jewish people and all of that. And I says, I'm going to be leaving. It's like anybody who's ever followed a leader wants to know the leader's going to be in place. And if you're not, then it raises some important questions. And that's what I feel prompted by the Spirit to talk about is three sort of deep, you might say, existential type questions that get answered in this little narrative of John 14. Things that you would naturally wonder. And the first is that if you're not going to be here in the flesh, and you just keep talking about the Father, we see you, but can we see the Father? Or are we going to be left here to sort of carry out some kind of mission by blind faith and blind obedience? So Philip just says, show us the Father. That's the kind of first question. Can we see the God that we follow? And what flows from that is a second deep type of existential question. And that is, if we can see him, if we can, how? Where are we in relationship to God? How do we fit into this whole picture? And then what flows out of that is a third question that would be burning in their hearts that gets answered by Jesus here. And that is, if you're gone, even if we can see the Father, what are we going to do without you? How do we carry on? Who's going to do all of this ministry that we have been watching you do? Those three questions are really fundamental. I think you could understand that the disciples would be wanting to know the answers to those questions. And they're answered in this really beautiful and powerful text of John 14, starting at verse 7. And let's start there. Start with this question. The question, Jesus, if you're leaving and you keep talking about the Father, could you show us the Father? John 14, 7, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also, Jesus said. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And at verse 8, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. You're telling us you're going to leave, and we have a hard time of thinking about you not being here on earth with us, and we're going to try to carry on all of this. We've put everything on the line. We've left homes and vocations and families to follow you. And now you're saying you're not going to be here. We've always had access to you, so up close, so personal. And you keep talking about the Father, but we haven't seen the Father. Could we see him? Could you show us the Father? It's a natural longing, and it is something that's important for people that are a part of any great cause to know that their leader is not just off in the distance as some vague idea. I was thinking about by the time he got to September in 1940, London had been bombed 57 out of 58 days in a row on this German blitz. People were hiding and living in bomb shelters under their houses. Children had been evacuated. Buildings were crumbled. The people's faith was beginning to be decimated as well. And then there's this iconic photo that later emerges of Winston Churchill, who on September 8th, 1940, did nothing more than go with his hat and cane and walk amongst the rubble with the people. He didn't himself bring any food or other relief, but he came into their midst, so he wasn't just a voice they'd heard on a radio. They saw them with their eyes, and they were encouraged, and it brought hope again to the people because their leader was in their midst. I think it's this kind of thing that Philip's asking for. Like, if we're going to do this and we're going to be here, could you show us the Father?
That's Alan Wright. And we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Are you ready for some good news? In a world filled with confusion and false advertising, Jesus knew exactly who he was and exactly what his work would accomplish. He did not leave us guessing. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." What if the Christian life is not about striving harder, but about abiding? Living with God, not just under Him or for Him, but in Him. Living as secure, Spirit-filled children of God, not as spiritual orphans. Living with the Holy Spirit as our live-in teacher, helper, reminder, and guide, so we do not have to rely only on our own voice. This month's featured resource from Pastor Alan is Abide, Experiencing Jesus in John 14 through 17, a powerful digital audio series that explores Jesus' most intimate words to his disciples. Through teaching from these chapters in John, you will discover the freedom and confidence that come from living in Christ's finished work. As our thanks when you give today, you will receive digital access to Abide, Experiencing Jesus in John 14 through 17. The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
Could we see him, or are we just expected to somehow do this by just kind of blind faith and obedience? And this is a staggering, outlandish question, because for sure all the other brothers, in fact, any Jewish person who knew their Torah at all would have immediately thought of the time that Moses asked to see God. Famous in Exodus chapter 33, where Moses begins humbly, verse 13, "If I found favor in your sight, show me now your ways." He doesn't first say, "Show me yourself." He just, "Show me your ways that I may know you." And the Lord at verse 14 said, "My presence will go with you." And then at verse 16, Moses gets bolder. He says, "How shall it be known that I've found favor? Is it not in your going with us?" So he's saying, now, you know, be with me. And then the Lord says yes to this at verse 17. The Lord said to Moses, "This very thing you've spoken, I'll do, for you have found favor in my sight. I know you by name." And then Moses asks the unthinkable at verse 18 of Exodus 33. Moses says, "Please show me your glory." In essence, "I want to see you, God. I don't want to just see signs and wonders and evidences of your grace. I want to see you. I want to see your glory." And at Exodus 33:19, the Lord said, "Okay, here's the plan. I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. I'm going to get close to you. I'm going to put you in a cleft of a rock, but put my hand over you, and you'll be able to see the hind part of my being, but not my face, because you wouldn't be able to live. I'm too glorious for that. And now here's Philip saying, could you show us the Father in all of his glory and wonder? And what's amazing about this is Jesus doesn't rebuke him for asking. He doesn't say, Philip, have you not read Exodus 33? You can't look upon the Father. He doesn't say, quit asking childish things like that. Just get on with the business of this. He doesn't say anything like that. Instead, verse 9, Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long? And you still do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? What Jesus is saying is that this is a large part of the reason for my coming. And this is what I've been doing for 3 years. I've been showing you the Father. You remember, Philip, the first time that you looked in my eyes and I looked in yours and you felt that love? You saw the Father. You remember the day that I forgave that sinner who was in the dust and repentant? You saw the Father's mercy. You remember when I told a lame man to take up his mat and walk? You saw the Father. You saw me laughing and enjoying the fellowship at the wedding banquet the day that I turned the water into wine. You were seeing the Father's own joy. You remember all the parables that I told that were kingdom insights? You were hearing from the Father. This is what I have been doing. You have, for 3 years, been seeing the Father in the Son. Wow. Yes, you get to see him, Philip. I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. He's essentially saying, I would never ask you to simply blindly follow in some sort of blind obedience. No, the Christian life is not simply theoretical. It's experiential, and you get to see God in Jesus Christ. The second kind of existential question that I think is getting answered flows from this, and that's, okay, if we get to see the Father, then how? I mean, how are we? You're going to go to the Father, you've said. Where does that leave us? Where are we in connection with God and all of that? And to answer this question, this is where Jesus starts using language about being in the Father. Verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And the words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, I'm in the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves. Look at this word again, the little word in, it just keeps coming. I am in the Father is in me. Believe me that I am in the Father is in me. In seeing the Son, you see the Father. And what he's saying is something that's really important for you to understand who God is. He's saying you can't understand or see the Father except through seeing me. We're now treading upon mysteries. But we're speaking about God as a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he is one God. We only have one God who is the creator of all that exists. But who he is one God in three persons, not three manifestations of God, not three modes of being. It doesn't do just to say he's the creator, he's the redeemer, he's the sustainer. But this is relational language Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, co-eternal, one God, three persons. And you can't wrap your mind around this, and you can hardly come up with an illustration to explain it. But why it's so important, and why Jesus is saying, you've seen the Father in me, is that to really understand God, you must understand he's a relational being in his own personhood. To say God is love means that there is someone to love. God not only has love in his actual essence of being, there is love, perfect love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So God was Father before he was Creator. This is who he is. This is a mystery. It's profound, but it's absolutely beautiful and essential to understand him. Therefore, as Father of the beloved Son, Jesus, who has sent his Spirit into the heart of every believer. It's a text about the fatherhood of God, and oftentimes people ask me, they say, well, how can I have a positive idea of God as Father when my earthly father was so imperfect?
Pastor Alan Wright, our good news message, all in from the series Abide. Please stay with us. Pastor Alan is back here joining me in the studio, sharing a parting good news thought for all of us in just a moment.
Unlock the power of blessing your life. Discover God's grace-filled vision for your life by signing up for Alan Wright's free daily blessing. If you want to fill your heart with grace and encouragement, get Alan Wright's daily blessing. It's free and just a click away at PastorAlan.org.
Are you ready for some good news? In a world filled with confusion and false advertising, Jesus knew exactly who he was and exactly what his work would accomplish. He did not leave us guessing. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What if the Christian life is not about striving harder, but about abiding, living with God, not just under him or for him, but in him? Living as secure, spirit-filled children of God, not as spiritual orphans. Living with the Holy Spirit as our live-in teacher, helper, reminder, and guide, so we do not have to rely only on our own voice. This month's featured resource from Pastor Alan is Abide, Experiencing Jesus in John 14 through 17, a powerful digital audio series that explores Jesus' most intimate words to his disciples. Through teaching from these chapters in John, you will discover the freedom and confidence that come from living in Christ's finished work. As our thanks when you give today, you will receive digital access to Abide, Experiencing Jesus in John 14 through 17. The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, PastorAlan.org.
Back here now with Pastor Alan and the teaching, All In. I've heard you say this Christian faith is not about so much our commitment to Christ as his commitment to us. So what does all in mean?
Well, it's kind of a play on words to say that all of the blessing that we have is in Christ and it's not in ourselves. And so often we'll say, hey, are you all in? As if like, you know, put all your chips in the middle, right? Yeah. And so there's that, right? There's that sense of like to be a follower of Christ is to be all in with him. But I mean it also in this sense that it's like you find your all in him.
Thanks for listening today. Visit us online at PastorAlan.org or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. If you only caught part of today's teaching, not only can you listen again online, but also get a daily email devotional that matches today's teaching delivered right to your email inbox free. Find out more about these and other resources at PastorAllen.org. That's PastorAllen.org. Today's Good News message is a listener-supported production of Allen Wright Ministries.